Welcome to Diaries of a Data Scientist, our podcast in which we share about what's important to break into data science, provide valuable insights also for senior data scientists, and invite interesting guests from different data science areas. We're Yasmin and Kate, we're both data scientists and mentors working in industry, and we are sharing here our thoughts and experiences. Let's go! Welcome to our new episode of Diaries of a Data Scientist. Maybe you can hear it from my voice. Kate and me, we're both a little bit having a cold. This is why this episode is going to be a little bit shorter than usual, but we have prepared a super nice overview for you where you can see and pick the data and AI events that you would like to visit and benefit from this year in 2024.
Yeah, greetings also from my side. I think our sickness were like a little bit longer than we thought. So yes, as Yasmin said, we're really like delighted to go into the AI data and conferences events for 2024.
Exactly. And before we forget it, this topic of today's episode kind of has been inspired by great people on LinkedIn like Sarah Stemmler sharing also some overview of events this year. So please take a look at Sarah's LinkedIn profile. We're also going to link her in the show notes. She has put up a super nice data and AI event calendar. We've added a couple more events in there from our side. And yeah. So just also check her out because we also really, really love her content.
Yeah, and we will put it into our show notes as well on the post. And maybe as a starting point, like, you know, as a kind of friend conversation, Yasmin, I want to really ask you one question kind of to get started with the conferences and events. On the previous episode, we were talking about our goals and plans for 2024. And you mentioned that you would love to participate and go for 2 or 3 conferences. So as a data scientist, as a team lead, as a product owner, right? Why is that important? Can you maybe emphasize that or highlight that for our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a stable part of your year to have a little bit of outreach and visit. It doesn't have to be always like a, say, high-fledged conference, but there's also some data and AI events which have a lower barrier just to get out there and connect, see what else is going on, you know, what other companies are doing, what are the topics on the panel discussions. Mostly also really for connecting with like-minded people, especially if you're kind of looking for maybe new opportunities, you should definitely also think about visiting some of these events and conferences, because then you can already have a connection to them, right? So this is the same kind of purpose as maybe doing an internship. If you're looking to join a company, you already have this connection. So several reasons why I think everyone can really benefit from these kind of events. As mentioned, networking, getting experiences, seeing topics, getting inspired. Yeah.
And I guess also learning as well, because we're going to go through a couple of conferences, like a Python-related conference, which like you can get a lot of knowledge, I guess, about the recent updates, recent trends, and so on and so forth. So I guess the first one is definitely the networking part, that you can get a lot of connections and partners, right?
Yes. And added benefits are you can grab a lot of these nice stickers that you can put on your laptop. Data science people as well as developers love that. So don't miss out on this opportunity.
Honestly, yeah. I've never thought about that.
No, I have several. So from Pi Ladies and so on. So yeah, love it. Now let's get into it. We're going to rotate through this list. And with each of these events, we're also trying to give you a little bit of idea on why we think it would be worthwhile visiting it. If there was price information available, we will also give you a rough idea about how much the entry or the fees would be connected to that event. And we're mostly focusing on events that you can visit here in Germany or virtually.
Yes. And the first one is called German Data Science Days 2024. Why we have decided to pick that one. So firstly, it is all about data science, and it is going to be organized by LMU University in Munich. And I guess Yasmin and Christoph from BSF, they're going to be speakers on this event. And what I really love about that, if you look at that agenda, they are going to go through data science in finances, data science in insurance, care, chemistry, research and education, sustainability, and et cetera. But also what I really love about this event is that they are going to talk about data science ethics, which I think is a very kind of broad topic nowadays in the like machine learning and AI areas. It is going to be offline, and the fee for the entrants is 130 euros if you are a guest, an individual. And it is going to be held on March 7th and 8th. So please welcome, guys, and let us know if you would love to be in there.
Perfect. Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. As you said, right, it's organized by the German Data Science Society. Mm-hmm. BSF has also a membership for this for this year. There's many great companies, but also I think, as you said, right, it's about the connecting industries with academia and having this like really high quality talks out there as well. And I think, especially if you're a student, I think this is a great opportunity because I think you get a reduced fee. Check it out.
Definitely.
Great. Yeah, let's get on right away. The next event that we would like to make you aware of is the Women in Data Science Worldwide Conference. This is basically the Women in Data Science organization, which kind of especially targets females in data science, but it's open for everyone. And it's organized by many volunteers mainly, right? And they are also kind of dependent on donations. So it's nothing like with, you know, a big company in the background or so, but it's really put together by motivated folks and individuals in data science. And so there's many, many chapters worldwide. So the kind of headquarters is in Stanford. And then you can find a local chapter close to you. For example, we have one here in Mannheim. There's a chapter in Munich. I guess there's a chapter in Stuttgart. So just look for the Women in Data Science chapter close to you. And then on the 8th of March, I think this is also the World's Women's Day. And there's going to be this like kind of global virtual conference. And then many chapters, what they do is they kind of stream it and then have a little bit of networking around this. So just watch out for the city close, the bigger cities closer to you to join it. And also to mention, they already opened their yearly Women in Data Science Kaggle Challenges. So you can compete on really cool competitions on Kaggle. And I visited some of these networking and say in-presence events in the past. And I really, really loved to say the quality of the talks there because I mean, the speakers are usually renowned professors or really like renowned professionals. And yeah, I can really recommend checking it out.
Honestly, when I've been like on their website, what I love a lot is that they kind of bring up a topic of child safety as well as health areas, which is, I guess, really interesting for the data science industry.
Yeah, and also sometimes a little bit neglected areas, I have to say, right? Another one was sustainability and I think it's a little bit underrated kind of, say, topics. And we think there's like so much we can do in data science to support, improve the conditions in, you know, in these areas. So we need to talk more about this.
Definitely. And this is, I guess, what also one of the topics that we have planned for this year to talk about the underrated topics in data science that nobody is talking about, but actually they're really, really essential.
Absolutely.
So definitely. Okay, let's go to the next one, which is called BARC Data Festival, which will be held in Munich. Unfortunately, they don't have any agenda yet for now on their website. But what I really like loved and what really catched my eye is that they're going to talk about Gen AI, which is the hot topic of 2023. It's going to be hot topic of 2024, I guess, and et cetera. And they're also going to cover data science, data engineering topics, as well as data mesh and data governance. And I think data mesh and data governance is really important. And I saw, honestly, a lot of people that are not quite familiar with this concept. And I think kind of just listening about these areas is also will be very beneficial for any data fellow that we have in our industry. So it is going to be held offline. The price are a little bit, I would say, pricey. So for the early birds, it is going to be 690 euros until 29th of January. So guys, you would have kind of 9 days for that. If you would love to have a little bit of a price reduced, that the full price is going to be 990 euros. And it is going to be held on 19th and 20th of March. So I think it would be pretty interesting. Honestly, if I would have a chance, I would go definitely in there. But I think I will be already hours out of Germany. So no chance for me, unfortunately. But
more spots open for everyone else then. Okay, good.
Yes.
No, honestly, can you even organize an event this year without having Gen AI on the agenda? Like asking for a friend?
I'm not even sure. Honestly, I'm not even sure. Because like it is so hot topic that everyone is talking about. And I saw a lot of people which are not in the data science or like any kind of data related job positions in the industry. And they're still talking about Gen AI, which I really love. And I guess we have discussed this already in our previous episodes that it is just such a broad thing. So no chance that you will miss it up.
Okay, good. Then let's head into the next event. It's something for our Python lovers, which is the PyCon DE and the PyData Berlin 2024. So it's going to be in Berlin. No big surprise here. From the days of April 2022 to 24th. It's a hybrid event. It's offline and online, basically available. And honestly, why you should visit, because Python is the best programming language and has the awesomest ever community, kind of personal opinion injected here. I think it's a really, really cool event. The folks there are, it's a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more casual, like you would imagine maybe having a community meetup between Python programmers. It's the topics are going to be a lot also lying in the side of open source, new improvements, new features. But otherwise, it's a really diverse range of talks, I would say, and different formats, workshops, panel discussions, and so on. Yeah, no, just, you know, beautiful. if you want to learn about the latest trends and you're heavily relying on Python in your day-to-day life as a software developer or as a data scientist or data engineer, go check it out and save your spot there. For the online tickets, you're going to have to put around about 90 euro on the table. For the in-presence, this can go up to 690 euros. So be prepared to pay a little bit. I think you really have to look at it like that way and just say, okay, what is your really big priority for this year? And then for this one event, it might be worthwhile to go in presence, even if it costs some money. And then for the others, you could maybe rather choose to say cheaper online tickets instead. So it's all about you and your priorities and just trading off where it's worthwhile to pay this money.
I would imagine that this kind of price of almost 700 bucks for the conference is due to the workshops. I think they will organize some programming workshops, and you would have maybe a really nice chance to call yourself a Pythonist or something like that. So I really love that. Have you heard of this term?
Pythonist?
Yes. Or Pythonist, I guess it is called also like for women. So if you like, you know, it is not something that you can just program, but you're actually using the unique Python syntax and you are cheating the program by using really interesting functions, and that is
interesting.
You can call it
I have to look into that. I must say I've never heard it being used in the, you know, in the office or so. So nobody ever called through the office, where are my Pythonistas? But this may still happen in the future, so I'm gonna check it out.
Okay, I will send it to you definitely. It's pretty, pretty interesting kind of, community, I would say, with Python.
Yes. No. Cool. Awesome.
Yep. Okay, let's go to the next one, which one? Rise of AI Conference, which will be, again, in 2024. So if I'm not mistaken, if it says on their website, they were founded in 2013. And Yasmin, I guess one of your colleagues from BSF recommended this event for you.
Exactly. Right? So he basically said, pretty much the who's who of the German AI landscape is gonna be there. I also looked at the agenda and the speaker program, and it looks really, 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 really cool. So great people being there, and I think this could be, you know, if you want to choose a high quality AI conference close to you in Germany or in that area, this might be it for you.
So just maybe like a little bit of the conference. The speakers, I understand, they have kind of a panel discussion, and they're going to invite AI leads, decision makers, experts to talk about different areas in Germany, like politics, economics, society, and they kind of bring artificial intelligence to the table to connect all of those topics. This conference will be held on May 15th, and it is going to be offline and online. For the online tickets, you don't have to pay anything for now if you are among the first lucky 1,000 people to get registered. Otherwise, you will need to pay, and I guess fee is going to be between 500 up to 1,500 euros per event. I don't know how that for you, Yasmin, but I have already registered on this one.
Yeah, I've already registered online. I mean, sometimes it's also like a matter of, can you talk to your employer if you're able to maybe, you know, visit this conference as part of your work schedule? Can they take over the budget, especially if we're talking about like four-digit kind of fees? This might be a worthwhile endeavor to get your employer on it. But I also know that in many German industries and German companies currently, the budgets are tight. So think about it, if it would be worthwhile visiting for you in presence. Otherwise, try to get an online registration.
Yep, perfect. Then I guess we can go to the next one.
Yes, and the next one is going to be located in Frankfurt. It's the so-called Tech Show Frankfurt, and it's kind of an umbrella for several parts. And we want to highlight the part of Big Data and AI World. It's kind of a huge event for many companies and industries to, you know, to be there, to make connections. So I think it's more heavy on the networking side. At least that was my impression when I was there as a visitor last year. I very, very much enjoyed it. Saw many, many different companies from various industries. And they say themselves on their website, they're the leading event for big data and AI technology in Germany. I believe when I visited last year, because I entered over the company, it was free of charge. So go check it out on their website. And so they have all kinds of topics connected with big data and AI. And that was something that I found really interesting. Because many, many, say, people forget that in order for AI to work, you need a good data infrastructure to work with high quality data. And I feel sometimes this topic is also underrepresented in the conferences. It's all, you know, fancy AI models, but nobody is still really talking about how can you set up your company as a data-driven organization, what to do there. I think many companies still have to do their homework in that area. And I felt that with this Big Data and AI World in Frankfurt, they had kind of a very good balance between, you know, fancy cutting edge AI topics,
buzzwords.
But also buzzwords, thank you. But also like, you know, down to earth, get your stuff together regarding the data side in your company.
You just touched the topic, I guess, that I can talk forever about a data engineering thing for the companies. Could not agree more with you, Jasmine. So totally support it. And honestly, I'm really jealous because I also will not be able to be in there.
you just have to cancel your trip to abroad, Kate. You know, that's not a big sacrifice.
It is a huge one. So maybe I would ask you. Maybe I would ask you to, like, I don't know, to make a video or something in there.
Yeah, I can. Now we go into vlogging. So you can find us like a 2010 vlogger on YouTube.
Perfect. Okay, so the next one in our bucket list is Data and AI Summit from the Databricks. And I think it is a very, very interesting, huge event if you are one of those people who are using Databricks for their data science or data engineering parts of daily work. And it is going to be, as usual, held offline and online. I guess offline, it is going to be, as usual, in San Francisco, and that is why we're not suggesting to do that. For now, this is Shumari from the German side. Online, I am not sure about the ticket price, but based on the previous information, that was like in 2023, it was totally free of charge, and you were able to participate different panel discussions, and so on and so forth. I guess the only one difference is that if you're going to be offline, you'll be having a lot of workshops and networking in there. So it is going to be held on June 10th to 13th. And what I love about that, I've been like a little bit of their agenda, and they're going to talk about MLOps, LLMOps, data science, MLflow, and et cetera. So I'm having even right now goosebumps talking about that. So I'm really, really getting into this one. Do you want to say something, Yasmin? I saw this on your face the whole time.
Just because this might be a little bit confusing for someone who hasn't maybe heard this term before. So many people by now know MLOps, so you know, machine learning operations, how to basically get a machine learning model into production, into, you know, having pipelines, updating it regularly when new data comes in, preventing data drift, and so on. So LLM ops is basically the same, but with the focus on large language models. Because again, we're, I think, in a state where everyone is experimenting with it and we have many POCs. But it's really a different topic to try to bring such a solution again into production, getting it integrated into your usual kind of landscape. And that's why I think this is a super, super interesting topic. And if you want to set your skill set apart and you're like a machine learning engineer, you should get into this area right away.
Yeah, totally support it, and that is why it is on the list for now. So what about the KI Fest, right? Is that a right pronunciation of that?
Yeah, it's the KI Festival, and it's, I think, the only event we have on the list where the main language is going to be German. And it's in Heilbronn. Heilbronn has been doing a lot in the past years to become more, you know, innovation ready. They have built up the KI campus in Heilbronn, the basically applied science university in Heilbronn. They have a big partnership with Technical University Munich. And yeah, they have been investing a lot in the topic of artificial intelligence in the past. And I think, not quite sure if 2024 is going to be the third or the fourth year already that they are doing this festival around AI. So it's a little bit of a different format. It's more, you know, it's at the end of June, it's 29th and 30th of June. It's going to be, hopefully, very, very warm. You know, you really have this festival feeling. There's booths with food. There's a stage where people are talking. A big part of it is outside. So I think it is just a little bit of a different setup. Nice. So if you're looking for a little bit more casual event, still do some networking, listen to some cool talks, and you're living maybe in the area of Heilbronn, which is in Baden-Württemberg, go check it out, and it's also free of charge.
It is amazing. It's like a freedom for AI and data fest or something like that. So it is, as I understand, it's much more casual.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, you don't have to dress up for it, I would say.
That is perfect.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. So there's also some good music, and check it out for a little bit more of a casual event.
Yeah, perfect. Then the next one is going to be something that I really love, that we are going to have such conferences in our reality right now, which is Women in Data and AI. It is going to be held offline, unfortunately for me. And this is going to be taking place on September 27th. And the ticket price starts at 200, goes up to 400. And why I love that, because this is kind of very inclusive community. And they are having a lot of networking, a lot of communications, but not only in tech parts, but also in non-tech parts. So you would be having great opportunity to talk about a lot of different stuff. And if you want to go to talk about Python, you will go ahead to go to like this part of the community. If you want to talk about non-technical stuff, you will find your person definitely in there. So that is why what I really love about that. And I love also that they were like on the website, it's kind of the next slogan. It's the unity, empowerment, bravery, and a kind of a festival for everyone. So go ahead in there. And if you will go, please let us know how did you feel and went for you.
Exactly. And I think especially the last part, it's for everyone. So don't misunderstand that many of these maybe female targeted events, like also the women in data science, everyone can go there. They are for everyone, right? All right, good. And to wrap things up, we have the last and the 10th event that we would like to share with you. And it's going to be a little bit different. So it's not like a single event, but more like a monthly community meetup. And it's going to be organized by our dear friends from BI or Die. They are a super, super cool business intelligence and data analytics consulting firm. They also have their own podcast, which I really, really love. And I was very happy to be invited as part of their episodes last year already. And now they are going to start as based on this year to have this monthly Level Up Your Data community meetups in Stuttgart. And I think it's mostly then also connected with going bowling together. It's really cool. It's again a little bit more casual meetup, but you're always going to have with each meetup a cool inspirational talk. So I can just recommend to check out the website and, see what's on their agenda for the next couple of months there. And if you're in the Stuttgart area, definitely a worthwhile event to come together and meet some cool people in a maybe a little bit more smaller round. But this is going to allow for even deeper conversations on the other side.
That is honestly perfect. I just got one question. Is it held in German language or in English language?
Oh, that's very, very good question. Usually, BI or DAI is more focused on German language. Mm-hmm. So I think, especially if you're meeting up there, everyone will be able to speak English, but the talk might be in German.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is just like from my understanding as well, how it is going to be held and if I need to learn German language for that one.
And the meetups are for free, so you don't have to pay to enter for it, except maybe if you're going to join the bowling part after. Exactly.
Okay, so good. I guess we've been through all of our 10 events. It took us a little bit longer time than we have expected. We thought we can do this between 15 minutes or something like that. But we, as usual, got really deep into the conversation sometimes. So thank you guys for listening. And please let us know if you would go to any of those events, if it was useful for you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This was Diaries of a Data Scientist by Yasmin and Kate. And if you enjoyed the episode, remember to check out our YouTube channel and our LinkedIn pages for more engaging content from the data science world. Thank you for today, and seeing you in the comments.